Members of an army search party have just returned from 7 weeks in the Himalayas. Their mission? Search for two planes and crew members downed during World War II. Hundreds of flyers disappeared in the mountains of China, Tibet, and Burma during the war. The 14-member crew that's just back was successful in retrieving the remains of four flyers who were flying a C-46 cargo plane in March of 1944 when it slammed into a cliff. Captain Daniel Rouse headed the mission. He says the journey up to the cliffs of Tibet and Langkou, the first site, was rugged, very rugged.
The first site was up at our camp was at 15,500 feet. The crash site was about 15,600 feet. We were hardly ever below 12,000 feet the whole time. We started off on horses, and once the horses got to a point, everything went to walking on foot. The rivers weren't too bad. They were moving a little fast. We set up one-rope bridges across the rivers, and crossed them that way, and just shuttled all the gear across. Horses had to swim, though. That was interesting watching them go across.
As you got to this first site, Langkou, looking for this old transport plane, the C-46, what did you see?
The C-46 itself had hit the rock face of a mountain, and it was probably going in excess of 200 miles an hour at the time. We think they might have run out of fuel. The plane itself was 100 feet long, but the wreck site had accordioned it down to about 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Both wings had been sheared off, and the engines were destroyed.
And what did you recover in terms of the remains of the crewmen?
They went through the front of the cockpit about 200 miles an hour and hit the mountain face after they got through the cockpit. So all the remains that we did find were very broken up. None of them are complete.
And I understand that you don't want to release any names yet, but does the Army have an idea of who these men were?
Yeah, the wreck in Langkou was completely correlated before we got there, so we knew what we were looking for and how many individuals we were looking for.
Are you going to deploy more units? This must be very difficult. I mean, this was basically a hiking, horseback, rappelling. This was like a mountaineering expedition.
There's 500 to 600 losses in the China-Burmese India theater. But, a lot of it depends on the two governments agreeing to have it happen, and also it depends on, our operational tempo and also the weather window where we, at the time we can go in. Because for the area we went to, it's a very narrow time window. From the end of August to the second week of October is our excavation window, so we have just about a month to go into that area to do any sort of missions.
How did it feel as a military man to be on top of this mountain recovering these remains of other servicemen after 60 years?
Well, it's a great feeling. It's nice to know that as long as a unit like this and the government's policy is the same, that if it happens to me, my loved ones will someday hopefully have my remains home if, unfortunately, that situation ever comes across where I don't make it back.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Captain Rouse.
Oh, no problem.
Captain Daniel Rouse headed a 14-man recovery team from the Army's Central Identification Laboratory in Hawaii. He joined us from Honolulu.